Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thanking you for one more day. Thanking you for life, for health, for strength. Thanking you for provisions. Thanking you for eternal life. Thank you for your spirit, for your word, for your power, for your angels, for your people. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are the God of the universe. You are our Heavenly Father. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Thank you, Father God, that hallelujah, we can see, we can hear, we can speak, we can touch, we can breathe. Please, Father God, we can do all these things. And what we can't do, we just thank you, Father God, for what we can do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the servants of God. Father, we thank you for all those who have come and given their life to you. Father God, we thank you for our family. Oh, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you for the backsliders who decided to return home. Thank you, Father God, for those who are on their way. Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, for all the families in grief this morning, Father, those who have lost loved ones, especially, Father, those who slipped into eternity without having you in their hearts. It's a sad time, Father God. It's a time of darkness. It's a time of torment and hell, and it's nothing that they can do to bring those people back. It is a time to cry. Father God, we cry with them. We cry with them, Father. Oh, Father God, but we rejoice, Father, that our tears, Father God, will be decreasing as more and more people, Father, make a decision to make Jesus their choice. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We pray for Ukraine. Father God, all the souls, Father God, that have been swiped away, Father, by what is going on between Ukraine and Russia. Father God, we put this situation in the center of your attention. Father God, hallelujah, praying for immediate relief. Oh, Father God, have mercy. Have mercy, Father God. Oh, Father God, with everything that is happening on planet Earth, and there is so much going on. There is so much going on, Father. Father God, they're bringing back the mask, Father God, restrictions. Father God, no one told them that COVID went anywhere in the first place. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, people still have not gotten the message. Millions of people buried, Father God. Millions of people sick, Father God. So much going on in the invisible, but the people still have not received the message that you are the invisible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you will make all things visible in your time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning that the same way people ran to get that COVID shot, Father God, hallelujah, they will, Father God, direct their priorities and they will run to the altar. Father God, the same way they ran to get that shot, Father God, and some are still running, Father God, they will run to the altar to find out who Jesus is and get a shot of the Holy Ghost, get a shot of salvation, get a shot that's going to mean something, get a shot that's going to protect you forever, keep you forever, cover you under the blood, get the shot. Glory be to God that's going to take you into heaven on a guarantee. Get the real shot, Father God. Hallelujah, not this other shot. Father God, don't even know what they're shooting your people up with, Father God. Hallelujah. More people are breaking out with COVID that have been vaccinated than those who haven't been vaccinated. Father God, don't even know what they're shooting your people up with. Father God, it could be a dose of water. Could be a dose of bleach. We don't even know, Father God. But people are putting their trust, Father God, in science, Father God, and overriding the scriptures, overriding the truth, overriding the divine protection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That even if you get a shot, you still got to die. All because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Even when you get your shot, you might die the next day. Hell, glory be to God, from anything, an aneurysm, a car accident, anything can take you out of here. That shot does not guarantee your way into heaven. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, Father God, that this go round, because it looks like, Father God, the world is set up for another go round. Your patience, Father God, was there giving people an opportunity, giving people a chance to turn while they had time. Father God, you didn't take their white lives away. You left them here, Father God, and a lot of them still have not received the message that Jesus Christ is the Lord. But Father God, we pray on this go round, because it is a going around, Father God, and we're being set up, and science already know, Father God, they just don't know how to break it out to the people. They don't want to put the people in fear. They don't want the people to think about being forced to shut down again, but they already know, Father God, what you knew from the get-go. Father God, we pray that this go round, Father God, hallelujah, that folks will come up for real, for show, that folks will run to the altar for real, for show. That folks will be running to the church house for real, for show. That folks will be searching social media, Father God, for real, for show. Oh, Father God, that the people, Father God, will not relent. They will not relinquish this time around, Father God, until they have an introduction with Jesus. Until they have an introduction with Jesus. God, this is your primary goal. And if it takes a virus to bring people to you, Father God, you will allow the virus to come. Whatever it takes to bring the people to you, you would do it, Father, because souls is your primary, Father God, mission, your primary focus. Jesus came for souls. You sent Jesus for souls. And Father God, if you got to send a pandemic, Father God, one prophet prophesied that folks will be falling dead in the streets. That's how bad it's going to get, Father God. He already prophesied it, Father God. And hundreds of his prophecies have already come to fulfillment. So we know that he's a real, genuine prophet. He is a man of God that hears from you. Oh, Father God. And he has already prophesied that, Father God, is going to get so bad that if you're not wrapped up in God, it's going to be downright scary. Father God, we say do what you need to do. Do what you need to do, Father, because it's time for people to stop playing church. It's time for people to stop hypocriting. It's time for people to stop being lukewarm. It's time out, God. You're coming back. You're coming back, Father God. And you're coming back for a church without a spot. And you're coming back for a church without a wrinkle. And Father God, the only way we're going to take the wrinkles out is through some heat. And so, Father God, whatever heat you send, Father God, we will accept what you allow. We pray, just pray for your mercies. We pray for mercies. We pray for grace, Father. Oh, glory be to God. We know you can't hold up too much longer because you got to come. We can't keep pushing you back and pushing you back and say, not today, Lord, not today, Lord. And the people keep on sinning. And then the longer you take to come back, the more they keep on sinning. Father God, the more they're getting away from you, you're giving them time to draw to you. And Father God, they're taking the opportunity to do their own thing. Oh, Father God, Father God, Father God. You said if your people call by your name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways. We cry out this morning, Father God, not just for the United States of America, but for the whole world. Every individual on this planet is moving in the wrong direction. Every individual on this planet who do not know Jesus, those who don't know you, don't want to know you, those who don't know you and they act like they know you, Father God, and those who know you and need to know you better. Father God, this is our prayer, starting with our own lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Stay our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. And we bless Jesus, and we bless the name of the Lord. We like to say good morning. Good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries as we are commemorating, hallelujah, the Easter journey. As we are commemorating the last steps that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, walked on planet Earth some 2,000 years ago. Glory be to God. He was walking, amen, in the last week of his life. In the last week of his life was just as intentional as the first week of his life, where Mary and Joseph was playing with Jesus as a baby and as a toddler. And Jesus, amen, had to learn how to walk. Somebody had to teach Jesus how to walk. Somebody had to teach Jesus how to go to the bathroom. Somebody had to teach Jesus how to get dressed, how to eat. He was 100% human. Mary and Joseph had to teach him. And they was teaching Jesus how to walk, and Jesus took them first baby steps some 33 years before, amen, getting ready for the crucifixion. Those very first steps were just as intentional as the very last steps in the week of his life. Jesus was always about taking care of business, even from the beginning. When Mary and Joseph looked for Jesus and couldn't find Jesus around the age of 12, glory be to God. And Jesus even had to remind his own mother that I got to be about my Father's business. What a motto. What a declaration. What a reason for living. When we are about our Father's business, later for the riffraff, cut the noise. Glory be to God. We got to be about our Father's business. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, Jesus said, I came to do the will of my Father. Nothing else. Nothing else. I'm happy for you. I'll laugh with you. I'll cry with you. I'll rejoice with you. I'll shout with you. I'll dance with you. Glory be to God. But keep in mind, amen, hallelujah, first things first, I've come to be about my Father's business. Glory be to God. And it's time to get your business in order. That's what he was telling them, glory be to God, on this last week. It's time to get your business in order. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these other things shall be added unto you. Thank you, Father. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. So we saw on Sunday, glory be to God, Jesus, amen, glory be to God, speaking to the two disciples, amen, on his way to Jerusalem, fulfilling the prophecy written, Zechariah 9:9, glory be to God, which says that Jesus would ride upon an ass into Jerusalem, amen, to fulfill, amen, the mission, amen, and the purpose for which he was sent in the first place. It's called Pass. He was entering into Passover, glory be to God, the triumphant entry, amen, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. We call it Palm Sunday, glory be to God, because as Jesus rode, amen, that tender ass, glory be to God. And I'm not afraid to say the word, beloved. Glory be to God. Just saying with the script, ass is just another word for donkey. Amen. Glory be to God. But, you know, we thank God for the vernacular because it helps to get your attention. Sometimes God got to do what God needs to do to get our attention. Glory be to God. Why? Because we're praying too long. We're praying too long. It's not about us. It's not about you and your gift itself. It's not about you and your gifts. It's not about you and your talents. It's not about you and your beauty. It's not about you and your status. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. So here comes Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Riding into Jerusalem. Glory, and the crowd was there. The crowd was there. But why? Because the crowd had come. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To celebrate what? The Passover. We talked about the Passover yesterday. Glory be to God. The Passover was just not, amen, a time when Jesus, when God delivered the Jews, amen, from Egypt, which was the first Passover. That was not the end of it. He says every year you're going to celebrate the Passover to in remembrance. In remembrance of what God has done for you. In remembrance. Do we remember? No, rather, how quickly do we forget? How quickly do we forget? How when we were down in the miry clay, God brought us up, and glory be to God, and set our feet on rock, the rock being Jesus to stay. How quickly do we forget blessings that God bestowed on us yesterday, yesteryears? How quickly do we forget? Huh? All we want to know is, what have you done for me lately? How can you give me a blessing today, Lord? What about the blessing God gave you on yesterday? How quickly we forget and won't even tell them thank you. Won't even acknowledge Woe me, woe my, woe me, woe me. What about yesterday? The danger he brought you out of, the ones you know about and the ones that you don't know about. What about what he did for your children, what he did for your babies, what he did for your parents? Well, they went on to be with Jesus. What about the time you had with them and you didn't appreciate them the way you should have appreciated them when you had them? Huh? Well, it'd be the guy want to go word with word with your mama. How you going to word with your mother? And she spit you out of her womb. How you going to word with your parents and disrespect and dishonor those who gave you life? No wonder Jesus said, amen, if you want to have long life, you got to honor your mama and your daddy. How dare you? God, take them on home and you want to cry and cry and cry like you miss them so much. You know what you miss? You miss the opportunities you could have did right. You missed the opportunities you could have spoke right. You could have did more. You missed the opportunities you could have given them some more flowers and gifts and not wait around to their birthday or some Mother's Day or Father's Day. Give them some gift that breaks up when you're taking it out the box. Somebody gave me a gift not that long ago. It was breaking up while I was taking it out the box. Glory be to God. And so here, glory be to God, is a Jesus, amen, entering into, amen, Jerusalem. Glory be to God. And the crowd was there, amen, at the Passover. Amen. Every year they came. Every year they came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't practice this anymore, but we should. As we taught on yesterday, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's the word of God. The God says every year, this is what Easter is about. Easter and the Passover is about. Glory be to God. Jesus died during the Passover. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to fulfill and not abolish. Glory be to God. The Passover celebration took place yearly at the temple in Jerusalem. And every Jewish male was expected to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem during this time of the year. You can read that in your Bibles in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. It was a week-long festival. They celebrated all week long. Glory be to God. Like we have our weekly revivals or used to have weekly revivals. And we used to do things by the week. Well, amen. This was a weekly, amen, celebration, beloved. The Passover was just for one day. Glory be to God. But the festival of unleavened bread lasted the rest of the week. And obedience to, amen, the commandment that God has given us. The entire week commemorated the freeing of the Jews from slavery in Egypt. What we celebrating, mommy and daddy, or we celebrating our freedom? We celebrating when the Lord set us free. We celebrating, huh? Beloved, what are we passing down from generation to generation? Some of our children don't even know our story. Some of our grandchildren don't even know our story. I think I'll keep it to myself. But that ain't what God told you to do. God said we overcome by the words of our testimony. Why are you keeping it to yourself? And your children don't know your struggle. Your children don't know your grand struggle. They don't know. Glory be to God. Huh? He said, remind them. But every year, December 25th, you want to teach them about Santa Claus. You're teaching them about a lying Santa Claus coming down a fake chimney. But you won't share with them the story. Hallelujah. How you made it through. What God brought you through. Which is the one thing that I will say, amen, that if I had a second chance, I would have done different. My grandmother, she shared a lot with me. But knowing what I know now, I would have gotten more. I would have squeezed up for more information. Tell me about it. Tell me about this, Grandma. Tell me about this, Grandma. Tell me. And where I missed it with Grandma, I'm making sure I'm not missing it now with my mother. Beloved. So that's how we learn. That's how we learn. That's how we learn. This is what God wants us to do. Amen. And plan it. Let. We got to know where we came from. You got to know not just the history of the United States, not just that Afro-Americans came from Africa. It came from the cotton fields. Okay. Thank God for that history. Know the whole history. Get some history on your foreparents. Go on and pay for ancestry. Glory be to God if that works. Get some history. Glory be to God and find out, amen, about the joys and the struggles, the times of laughter, the times of pain. Why? Hallelujah. Well, for one reason, so you don't have to repeat it. Glory be to God. So we see here, glory be to God, is Jesus entering into Jerusalem, sitting on the ass, high and lifted up, glory be to God. That was just a confirmation of his kingship, by the way. It was a confirmation that Jesus was the King of Kings. It was a confirmation that he was the Lord of Lords. It was a confirmation. Hallelujah, as we see the scriptures being fulfilled word by word, just the way Zechariah 9:9 printed it out, that's the way that Jesus walked it. Beloved, let me tell you something about God's word. It will come to pass word by word. Not one word of God's prophecies shall fail. Not one word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want you to write this scripture down. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Joshua 23. Amen. 14. Glory be to God. Joshua 23. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me turn to it right quick. Amen. Joshua 23. Hallelujah. It's actually 2, and it's also another one in 1 Kings. Amen. Joshua 23:14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, you know with all your heart and soul that not one, somebody underline the word one in your Bible, not one of all the good promises the Lord, your God, gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. You see that? Not one word. Sometimes, beloved, we talk, amen, and we give people the story and say, all right, da ba 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 ba, 1, 2, 3, da, okay. And then maybe just about how did it turn out? Well, it turned out good, except. This didn't happen. This was bad. See, everything is set. But there are no excepts in God's word. God does not miss a word. God does not miss a beat. Whatever God's word says, you better believe it. Bet your bottom dollar that God's word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that he sent it forth to do. Zechariah 9:9 already spit out the details. When Jesus was riding into Jerusalem, amen, on Palm Sunday, Jesus was riding on Zechariah 9:9. Jesus was riding on the word the same way Peter was walking on the word when Peter was walking on the water. Beloved, are you walking on the word? Are you walking on the Spirit? Huh? Glory be to God. If you walk in the Spirit, therefore let us live in the Spirit. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's God's idea for loving, amen, for us to live in the Word. Walk in the Word. Speak the Word. Think the Word. In Him we live. In Him who? The Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
So if Jesus is the Word and the Bible says in him, Jesus, in the Word, in him, in the Word we live, in the Word we move, in the Word we have our being. Jesus was the living example. Glory be to God. Beloved, when you walking in the Word, living in the Word, you're living a lifestyle of miracles and divine supernatural protection, provisions, and blessings. It can't be nothing else. Hallelujah. When you are immersed in the Word. Glory be to God. So, amen. So, glory be to God. So, there was thousands of people there. Hosanna, Son of David, blessed be the rock. Oh, they was getting their party on. Y'all know how you do. It was already a celebration going on. Come on now. They were celebrating the Passover. The people were traveling near and far. Glory be to God. Uh-huh. And so, the temple was always crowded during Passover. Huh? People had come on donkeys or however, chariots, however, walking, or however they was traveling back in the day, but you best believe they was moving. And the religious leaders crowded it with even further by allowing the money changers and the merchants to set up booths in the court of the Gentiles. Well, you know, the people going to be here, so, you know, hey, look, I sell some clothes. Get my clothes ready. Well, let's take it down to the church and see if I can make a little money this weekend. Get my noni juice. Hey, come on. Get my noni juice. Stack it up. Because the crowd, they coming in. We're going to have a lot of people here. Come on now. Let's do some selling. Let me make some money this week. Shoot, where my Avon? You know I sell me my Avon. I'm going to put me an extra order in. And, you know, I'm going to stock that up. Yeah, uh-huh. And yeah, well, you know, I sell websites, see that? So, yeah, come on, get my business cards, get my flyers, get it ready. I sell cars. Come on. Get them pictures out here, get the video. Oh, they were setting up. Oh, they were setting up. You talking about doing business. You talking about doing business in the marketplace. Baby, they wasn't coming no church to see Jesus. They weren't coming to no church to see Jesus. It's like today, beloved, the church has become a social club. People ain't coming to church to see Jesus. They coming to church to sell their products. They come to church to see how much money you got, what you got available on your credit card, because I got some bean juice to sell you. People coming to church for networking. Maybe I can get me a couple business partners. They ain't coming to see Jesus. I tell you that. They go home. Oh, how was church? Oh, church was good. Oh, okay. And I always get them. Every week. This is how I get them. I told them, because everybody always give me the same answer. Church was good. Yeah, it was good. I said, fine. I said, what the preacher preach? Most of the time, 9 out of 10, they stumble. They talked about, and they finally, you know, give you a scripture or thought. They, you know what? They weren't there. They was over there looking on the other side of the room to see if they could get a business card out to somebody before they dashed out the door. Why? Because too many people here for me not to try to take advantage of the opportunity. This is what was happening on that Monday. Glory be to God when Jesus strolled into, amen, Jerusalem. All them people there, thousands and thousands of people, and they know if you're traveling, they know you got money. They know you got money if you're traveling. They said, oh, we're going to make some money this week. Glory be to God. They rationalized this practice, beloved, as a convenience for the worshipers and as a way, glory be to God, hallelujah, that God did not approve of. Hallelujah. Because, beloved, they was looking about how they was going to make some money. The religious leaders did not seem to care about the court of the Gentiles. Hallelujah, beloved. It was filled, amen, with buying and selling. Glory be to God. But you know what the problem is? And you want to know, the Bible tells us, hallelujah. Just let me show you the scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me show you the scripture. Amen. In John number 2. St. John, this is the second time. Jesus cleansed the temple two times. He cleansed the temple two times. Amen. One about 3 years prior to the crucifixion, and one, amen, right after he entered into Jerusalem. But the Bible says here, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Jesus, amen, hallelujah, in the temple area, he saw the merchants selling cattle, sheep, doves for sacrifice. He also saw, amen, the dealers at the tables exchanging foreign money. Jesus made a whip for some out of some ropes. Glory be to God, and he chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep. He drove out the cattle. He scattered the money, glory be to God, on the ground. Glory be to God, and Jesus turned over the table. So, glory be to God. Then, going over to the people who sold the doves, Jesus told them, get these things out of here. Stop turning Father's house into a house, a marketplace, beloved. Jesus said, stop the mess. Stop the madness. See, the problem was this. Not only was they gouging, because they knew that everybody was going to come to town, amen, and they was going to spend money. It's an opportunity for everybody to make money. Come on down to, you know, St. Paul's Cathedral today. Come on to the church. Because after the bingo game, after we get finished playing bingo, amen, we're going to sell some stuff. We got some chicken dinners. We got some nice pizzas in from Italy. Glory be to God. We got some bottled water from France. See, so not only was they gouging the people, see, inflating the prices because, you know, they know the folks had the money. But the main problem that made Jesus get angry, the main problem that Jesus turned over the tables, amen, glory be to God, and we saw Jesus move with this righteous indignation because they was getting in the way of the worshipers. The money exchangers was getting in the way of the people who have come to worship. Now, that made God mad. I'm trying to focus on getting closer to God, and you trying to pull me into your business deal. I didn't come to church today to hear about your business deal. I come here to seek Jesus. I come here to find out who is this Jesus. I come to be delivered from this secret sin. I come to be delivered from this struggle. Will somebody hear me? I thought you was calling me in the back room to minister to my needs. I thought maybe God had given you a word for me in this hour, but you want to pull out your business card. God said, not so. God said, not so. Beloved, we saw Jesus in his rawest form. He threw the tables over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. What was Jesus doing? Jesus was getting business in order. He said, I'm going to take, this was Jesus last week on earth. Jesus said, let me take care of some business. He said, let me take care of some business. Hallelujah. He says here, let me go to as I close. I'm going to have to pick up here tomorrow. John chapter 2. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 16. Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. You want to know why Jesus said that? Because Jesus also said that my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer, not a house for merchandise, especially when you hear gouging the people and you interfering with them getting closer to me. This man is in the house of God today because he was contemplating suicide last night that nobody knew about. And instead of you, amen, ministering to his needs and being quiet to see how the Spirit want to use you to speak to this individual because you don't know that he's in this rough place,
You upset with him, amen, because he won't sign up for your business. You upset with him because he didn't buy your merchandise, that pretty dress that was on the hanger. God said, not so. God said, not so. Beloved, we see Jesus, amen, on this Monday. We saw what he did on Sunday as he rose in crying, and they cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna, and the same ones that cried, Hosanna, Hosanna, we're going to see later on this week, it was the same ones who was crying, crucify him. Baby, let me tell you something. It would behoove you to watch a person's lifestyle rather than listening to the words they speak. Because folks will say one thing out of one side of their mouth and do something else with the other side. You can't pay attention to people's words, beloved. How many promises have people made you that they haven't kept? How many promises have you made that you haven't kept? You can't pay attention. People smile, smiling faces tell lies. They don't tell the truth, and you know it. You want to know how we know it? Because we know it's easy for us to put a smile on our face while there's hatred in our heart, jealousy in our heart, envy in our heart, sin in our heart. Come on now, tell the truth and get some deliverance today. Huh? The same ones that cried out, Hosanna, is the same ones that's crying, crucify him? The same ones that say they love you so much, the same ones that's reporting you and turning you in on a lie. Now you got to spend all this money for its lawyers, etc., to defend your innocence. And the same old people, your so-called friends, so-called prayer partners, same people you went to church with, gave them a ride in your car, invited them out to dinner, went to the restaurant together, lent them money, all that, and they the ones that turned on you? And they the Judases? It wouldn't bother you so much if Judas was somebody you had no familiarity with. It wouldn't bother you so much if Judas was just somebody who came in the blue. My old so-called friend, my brother, my sister, you. Yeah, you. The same ones who cried, Hosanna, was the ones who cried, crucify him. We'll talk about that later on. That was on Sunday. On Monday, here we see Jesus cleaning the temple. But let me ask you a question as we close. Jesus was angry because the merchandisers, amen, was holding back and the people that wanted to get close to God that had come to worship. What's holding you back from your worship? What's holding you back from worshiping God in spirit and in truth? What's on your mind? There's a song out there, y'all know it. I got my mind on my money, got my money on my mind, got my mind on my money, got my money on. What's on your mind? What's holding you back from giving God everything that he wants from you? Well, what does God want? He wants it all. I present thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. What's holding you back from your worship, beloved? We see here that these merchandisers were making a mockery out of God's house of worship. And God, what's happening, beloved, at your temple, the place that you go to worship? Now, let's take it a little bit deeper. What's happening in your temple where God lives? Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? Is there a mockery taking place in your temple?
Is your temple making a mockery of the living God? Glory be to God. By not seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. Beloved, we come to say it's time to get our business and get our house in order. Somebody needs to turn around and tell your spouse, your neighbor today, amen, stop the madness. Just stop. Today is the day to stop the madness. That's what Jesus did on that Monday. He said, oh, don't make no difference. Y'all ain't going to see me no more after Friday. It don't make no difference. I don't even care. He said, I come to be about my Father's business. Some of you need to tell your family and your friends today, stop the madness. You hindering me. You hindering me. I love you, baby, but every time I call you, I'm calling for some encouragement, hoping we can get a word of prayer, something going on, and all you got is all these distractions. All I hear is bad news. All I hear is this, and darkness, and your troubles, and you. I mean, it's okay to go through that for a season, but good Google Mooga. It's been your conversation for the last couple of years. It's the only conversation you got. You are distracting me. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Come on, get your house in order. Let's turn some tables over. Jesus turned the tables over. Jesus pulled out the whip. Pull out the whip. Whip your mind and shake. Pull out the whip. Beat the devil up with the word. Pull out the whip. Come on. The violent taketh by force. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see here God's temple was being misused by people who had turned it into a marketplace. They had forgotten or they did not care that God's house is a place of worship, not a place for making a profit. And our attitude toward the church is wrong if we see it as a place for personal contacts or business advantage. Make sure, beloved, you attend church to worship God. What's stopping you from your worship? Make up your mind this day, on this Passover holiday, that from this day forward, I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. I make all things new. I surrender my mind to Christ. I surrender my life to Christ. I surrender my words to Christ. Hallelujah. Today, hallelujah, make up your mind that you are not going to allow no one or nothing or nobody, no situation to hinder you and to break your full focus from this day forward, that you might continue to move closer to the Lord. You're not going to be like Brother Peter. And we're going to be talking about Brother Peter later on this week, Lord's willing, when he denied Christ three times. And the Bible says, and Peter walked, followed Jesus from afar. Say, not me. I'm saying I'm closing the gap. I'm closing the gap. No more distractions. No more holding me back. No more. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Amen. I choose Jesus. Amen and amen. The Easter journey. The Easter journey. And we'll pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. To see what was happening on that Tuesday. We saw what happened on Sunday. And Sunday ain't finished yet. Hallelujah, because Jesus came into Jerusalem, but we got to talk about how he came out. Amen. Monday we saw, amen, Jesus, amen, went in the church of God with righteous indignation and flipped everything over.
and stop hindering my people from getting close to me. Oh, my God, Jesus. Lord's willing, we'll find out what he did on Tuesday. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father, as we commemorate the Easter journey, as we commemorate the last steps that our Lord and Savior made, Father God, leading up to the cross. Father God, we know that everything was intentional. You put these words in the Bible to teach us a lesson, Father. Jesus turned the money changers tables over. Jesus wasn't having it. He was not allowing them to make a profit and gouge his people, Father God, who had come to worship, Father, you. He was not allowing the distraction. If you want to sell them something, you got to sell them something another time in another place in another way. But not here today. Father God, forgive us. Give us, Father. A lot of times our intentions are not right, Father God. Father God, sometimes we're going to church, Father God, for business and for social gatherings. Your church is not a social club. You said your church shall be called the house of prayer. Father, forgive us for watering it down. Forgive us for moving at our own conveniences. Father, forgive us, Father. And now we see why, Father God, we have not prospered. Now we see why we can't get there, Father, because we have to refocus. We have to realign. We have to line up with your word and line up with your will and to know that you will give us an audience for our merchandise, but it just won't be your house. And you will give us an audience, Father God, for our merchandise without overcharging them. You will. Because wherever there's a deficit, you will make it up. Because you are our source in the first place. Thank you. We bless you, Father. We seal this prayer now, Father God, and bind up every spirit of retaliation. We seal it by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and shall not be broken. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. But lead us and guide us and direct us into all truths. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to invite you tonight, amen, at 7:30 on all of our social media platforms for our Holy Week services. It's going to be three nights, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night at 7:30. We invite you to come and join us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Amen. Glory be to God at the Dr. Alfreda B. Bradford. Amen. And we will also be at the altar prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock and back again at 9. Please join us. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory be to God. This Friday at 12 o'clock. Amen. How we will be having our Good Friday services. Amen. On the seven last sayings of Christ, also on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Amen. And our website at lifeforjesus.org. So you can find us at four different places. This Thursday night, we will be taking Holy Communion. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. Amen. To help us to complete the Passover celebration. Amen. So we have a full week. Amen. And we invite you to please come and join us. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Everybody have a good day, a lovely day, a wonderful day. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us make up our mind. Amen. That we're going to clean the temple. Allow the Holy Spirit to clean the temple. That's our temple. Amen. Where he lives in us. Amen. And we're going to stop the madness. Amen. And stop the madness. Because one thing about it for sure, you don't want to get Jesus angry. You don't want to get Jesus angry. And the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. For those of you, if this is your first time with us, I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Didn't introduce myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website is lifewordjesus.org to find out more about this precious ministry. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful powerhouse day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you.